North of Chicago, trash is also the talk of the Milwaukee County Courthouse. There's litter in the hallways, waste baskets are overflowing, and there's a 6-foot-high pile of garbage bags in the lobby. Faced with a $7.8 million budget deficit, the county laid off half the custodial staff in the 5-building courthouse complex. Those that remain cannot keep up with the workload, so employees vacuum their own offices or haul trash bags out to the dumpster. The situation has gotten so bad that some judges have taken to cleaning their own toilets. Among the judges who've put down their gavel to pick up a scrub brush is Maxine White. She's here in Washington for a conference, and she joins us now. Your Honor, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, you might expect to hear a certain amount of trash talk in a county courthouse. The building, after all, is filled with aggressive lawyers and criminals trying to beat a rap. But this is quite extraordinary. Your Honor, cleaning her own toilets. What are conditions like in the courthouse?
Well, they vary from courtroom to courtroom. Those courts which operate routinely with trials back-to-back, mostly our criminal trial courts, probably has a succession of people, citizens, victims, witnesses, juries, and so the accumulation of the daily use of paper and towels and things, it can be quite high from one courtroom to the next.
What led you to roll up your robes and get in there and clean your own toilet?
Well, it was shortly after the release of the significant number of workers that I had a week-long trial. And 14 jurors sequestered away during their breaks and lunch and afternoon hours certainly accumulated trash and other things that required some maintenance.
Those jurors that were sequestered for that week, did they know that it was you that was in there cleaning the bathroom every night?
I don't think so. And I hadn't intended to be part of a real
they know
big
now.
Story. They know now. But I think that the lawyers, my staff, and hopefully I provided them with an environment that said, we value your service. We're going to do everything possible and maximize the presentation of the case and make you comfortable.
What is the budget situation in Milwaukee County, and what's ahead down the road for you?
Well, there are a number of proposed cuts, as I understand it. For example, there is a proposal as part of the budget that, as it currently exists, to cut 5 court commissioners. If that should happen, it will have a substantial and drastic impact on our ability to affect our mission. Some of the services that would suffer, for example, would be criminal intake. If the commissioners are not running the criminal intake courts, we will have jail overcrowding. So we're not just talking trash here. We're talking about real potential harms that could affect the people of the county. And I think that's the story that really should be told.
Within a community, the courthouse it stands as a pillar. Is that part of what really irks you so much about this situation, that the building, the place where the legal system is nurtured and upheld, has fallen into the state?
I think that it's a sign, if we are coming to a place to resolve some of the most important issues in our life, it's a place that gives a signal that this is the right place. And I think that when the public approaches us and sees disarray, it could be felt that maybe this place is not the right place for the answer that I need. But I think what they really would be concerned about is the delivery still there, even if the shine is gone.
Judge White, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Maxine White is a state trial court judge in Milwaukee County.